This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into his frequency, we will daily hear his voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Thank you for joining me here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day as you and I together study the Word of God. You're about to hear now, and this will air for the rest of this week, a sermon I preached just a couple weeks back at Island Community Church. Island is located at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. We meet Sunday mornings at 10:30. We'd love to see you. Now, here today, we're going to look. The sermon is entitled The Fullness of the Gentiles. The scripture verse is taken from is Romans chapter 11, which says, blindness in part has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles has come in. Great verse. Awesome scripture. Blindness in part. That's the word parousis. Well, we're going to look at that here in this sermon. Really, we're going to answer some questions. What's up with Israel? What's happened to the nation of Israel? Why does not the nation of Israel as a whole, why don't they believe in the Savior? What's happened? What's God's plan? This is what we're going to be looking at here in this message. Blindness, in part, has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles has come in. Think about that word full, like a full tank of gas. You know, you can't add anything to a full tank of gas. Full means full. It's the Greek word pleroma. Like it says in Galatians chapter 4, verse 4, when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his son, made of a woman, made under the law, full. You can't add anything to full. That's a scary thought, friend. Blindness in part has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles has come in, meaning there's a number written down somewhere known only to God, and once that number is hit, that's what we're looking at here in this message. Enjoy part one.
This mystery of iniquity is infecting people. We're going to look more at that next week. I just want you to see this is just not just happenstance what's going on in the world today. Lord's preparing people for his return, and likewise the enemy is doing the same thing. The fullness of the Gentiles is what we're looking at here today. I want to look at what I consider to be a matter of life and death. The fullness of the Gentiles and its implications. The question is ultimately, what does full mean? Does full mean full? Or is full just the code word for relax and preach something lovely? What does full mean? Now, the best lexicon that money can buy, it's called the BDAG lexicon and other Greek literature, defines this Greek word. The word is pleroma, Cheryl, if you're writing down, if you like to write down Greek words. P-L-E-R-O-M-A, pleroma. And it is translated as such. These two definitions I'll give you for fullness. Number one. That which is brought to completion. Number two, the sum total. Then this lexicon refers a person to Galatians 4:4, which says this, when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his son, made of a woman, or born of a woman, born under the law. The fullness of time. Not a moment too soon, and not a moment too late. That's just like the Lord, isn't it? I've heard the saying before that God is seldom early, but he's never late. And when this allotted period of time was up, a time period known only to him, by the way, God sent his son into the world to save us from our sins and redeem us back to the Father. But not until the fullness of time. So you see, full means full. Like the gas gauge in your car. Not half full, not three quarters full, not 7/8 full. You know, like if you rent a truck from U-Haul, you got to have it, you know. Not almost, otherwise they charge you. Full means full, exactly full. Let me ask you a question. Can you add anything to a full tank of gas? Can you add anything to full? There's only one thing I can think of you can add to full, and that is a full stomach. Right? You ever keep on eating when you got a full stomach? I guess even there you probably can't add anything to full. Look out. But you can't add any more to it. Full means full. Now stick with me here, church. I'm trying to establish the immovable position. Full means full. Can you add anything to a full purchase price? Can you add anything to the full number of millimeters to a centimeter? The full number of feet to a yard? Or the full number of feet to a mile? Or the full number of seconds to a minute? Can you add anything to the full number of minutes in an hour? You can't. So does full mean full in your regular everyday logical opinion? If you would please turn with me, Romans chapter 11. I want you to understand and grasp what this word full means. Now here in today's text, Romans chapter 11, we're going to see two running themes here. Number one, what's up with Israel? And why don't the Jews believe in Jesus? You ever wonder that before? And theme number two, how do the Gentiles or non-Jews fit into God's eternal plan? Romans chapter 11, verse 25. Let's read it slowly. Romans 11, 25. It says, "For I would not, brethren, that ye should be ignorant of this mystery, lest you should be wise in your own conceits, that blindness in part has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in." Now, on the backside of your handout, you're going to notice that I dissected this verse for you. If you want to flip it over, the backside of the handout, let me give you these fill in the blanks here as we move on. "For I would not, brethren, you be ignorant of this mystery." That's number one, mystery. Number one, the first blank is never been heard before. Never been heard before. Perhaps this has never been heard by you either. Never been heard before. "For I would not you be ignorant of this mystery, lest you should be wise in your own conceits." Number two is, don't be proud. Don't be ignorant of this mystery, lest you be wise in your own conceits, that blindness. Number three is, the Jews are blinded. That blindness in part. Number four is, not all Jews. So number one is, it's never been heard before. Number two is, don't be proud. More on all these again in a few minutes. Number three, the Jews are blinded. Number four, not all Jews. So blindness, in part, has happened to Israel. Number five, national Israel. Until. Number six is, temporary. Temporary. blindness in part has happened to Israel until the fullness, number seven, sum total. Just define the word. Until the fullness of the Gentiles, number eight, non-Jews, has come in. We got one more blank, right? Number nine. Number nine is God blinded them. Verse 8. Again, we'll get into these in a minute. God blinded them. Satan didn't do this. God did this. Now, first off, before we go any further, let me explain what this means. God, in his infinite wisdom, has a number recorded somewhere in a book. And that number represents the total number, that is, total, listen here, listen, total number. Somewhere in a book, he's got the total or full number of Gentiles like you that are going to come to Christ for salvation and whose names have been written in the book of life. There's a number known only to God of how many non-Jews are going to believe in Jesus Christ. Full number, or the total number. So let me share my heart with you and my concerns and why this concerns me so. How can you add anything to full? How can you add anything to full? Then what happens if the fullness is tomorrow? See, full don't mean full anymore now, right? Well, full means full unless, if you apply that now, what happens if this number's hit tomorrow? This number is not attained at the end of the age. The full number is not attained. It's not like at the very end of the age, God calls last call, and everyone that wants to come in, comes in, and then he goes, oh, well, I guess I'll shut the door and call it a night. The fullness of the Gentiles comes at a time that you don't expect it. Comes before the end of the age. Now, back to my original fear, I said, what happens if the fullness of the Gentiles is hit tomorrow? Again, let's go through this verse phrase by phrase. Let's let the Holy Spirit reveal this mystery to us. First off, what's the context? Fair enough. Paul's talking to Christians who thought they were special because they were saved, and the Jews were not. And he had to correct them, and he had to correct their assumptions. So he proceeds to correct them with this, what Paul calls a mystery. Now, a mystery in the Bible is a divine secret, something above human intelligence. Anytime you see that word mystery in the New Testament, this is what it means. A divine secret, something above human intelligence. For I do not desire, brethren, that you should be ignorant of this mystery.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.